My guest at this time is Frank Macchiarola, Downstream Group Director at the American Petroleum Institute. He joins me today to express his concerns over the new EPA proposal for the 2017 Renewable Fuel Standard. And Frank, thanks very much for being with us.
Sure. Thanks for having me on, Greg.
We get these periodically. What does the new rule call for, or the proposed new rule call for, that concerns you?
The new rule continues to push us toward breaching the blend wall, and that's our big concern here, and that is reaching above 10% of ethanol in the fuel mix. Once we hit that point, we know that there are potential negative consequences, both from a cost standpoint and from a compatibility standpoint with most of the vehicles on the road today. And so we're very concerned that this RFS and the implementation of it continues to push us in that direction.
Elaborate on that a little bit more. Some of the reports I've seen suggest that this rule would breach the blend wall. What can you tell us specifically?
Well, the way that the statute is written, back in 2005, added to in 2007, the statute sets the amount of ethanol that needs to be put in the fuel mix, but you don't know, what we don't know is what the demand is going to be. We can estimate what the demand for fuel is going to be, but if that estimate is less or greater than we think it will be, then it obviously impacts the amount of the percentage of ethanol you have in the fuel mix. So our estimates are that there's a real possibility that the blend wall is going to be breached, but you don't know until you know what your demand is going to be.
So just to clarify for any listeners who aren't familiar with the blend wall, modern-day small engines are essentially built to accommodate fuel that contains 10% biofuel, and anything above that could potentially lead to mechanical problems. Is that accurate?
You got it. That's correct.
What is the API's recommendation here? Are you looking to stay where we are? Do you think we should dial it back given the amount of energy being produced domestically now? What are you asking the EPA? What are you asking perhaps Congress or whoever else looks after these rules to consider here?
Sure. We're asking Congress to repeal or significantly reform the RFS. And our basic argument here is that when the RFS was passed 10 years ago, that the energy world looked very different here in the United States. We were a net importer of energy. We were increasing our dependence on foreign oil. And our production levels had flattened and were headed in decline. Fast forward 10 years later, we've had this shale revolution in both oil and natural gas, and we're the world's leading producer of energy. And so what we say is you need to now revisit the policies to reflect the realities of energy, and it starts with Congress. So Congress needs to significantly reform this RFS. There's a bill that's been introduced that goes a long way toward doing that. We're very pleased that Congressman Flores from Texas and Welch from Vermont have introduced this bipartisan piece of legislation that will set a cap at 9.7% of ethanol in the fuel mix. So you will have that assurance that we won't breach the so-called blend wall. And so we won't have those concerns that I raised about potential consumer costs and compatibility to vehicles.
We're talking with Frank Macchiarola of the American Petroleum Institute. And, Frank, I realize you're an energy guy and you're not a car guy, but if the blend wall is breached, how soon would many Americans be looking for another vehicle out of necessity because their engines don't work anymore?
You know, what we've said is that you look to the AAA numbers on this. And what AAA has said is that most of the vehicles, up to 90% of the vehicles on the road, are not compatible with higher blended ethanol, such as E15. And so the closer you push toward that, the greater the potential threat is to your fuel system and to your engine. And again, the one thing about the RFS, you asked specifically about the potential on automobiles and the potential on gasoline demand. The one thing about this mandate that is certain is the uncertainty every year. And there's nothing more damaging to economic growth, in my judgment, than an uncertain business environment. And so this statute has created a level of uncertainty both on the refining side, a level of uncertainty for automakers, a level of uncertainty for people whose businesses rely on a affordable food price when it comes to commodity costs. Anybody that's looking at input costs really is concerned about the impact that this RFS has on them. And then on the consumer side, it creates a level of uncertainty at the pump. You know, you see this statistic from the Congressional Budget Office that says greater ethanol could lead to 26 cents per gallon increase at the pump. And then it creates uncertainty with respect to their vehicle. You have this AAA data that says that most of the vehicles on the road are not compatible with this these higher ethanol blends. And the people, the public gets it. The public in survey after survey suggests that they're concerned about breaching the ethanol blend wall. They suggest that they're concerned about the added cost that it's going to have. And so as a result, they choose time and time again not to use higher blended fuels, higher ethanol blended fuels. Consumer demand for E85 is down. The reason is that all of the concerns that I laid out, in addition to the fact that those higher blended ethanol fuels have less energy content. And so that means people are driving less in between each stop at the gas station, and the consumer doesn't want that, and we don't want that.
Last question for you, Frank. You mentioned the bipartisan legislation. Are you confident that Congress will succeed in this? Or even if they pass it, are you worried that the administration, given its environmental record, could potentially veto this?
Look, we're cautiously optimistic about it, and we're hopeful that in an election year we can continue to make progress in a bipartisan way. With respect to the environmental side of it, there are environmental groups that have expressed real concern about this RFS and the way that it's being implemented. So from that standpoint, I think you're going to see a good number of both Republican and Democratic co-sponsors on this legislation, because it really is something that's not just energy and food and recreational vehicle users and automobiles. It's also environmental groups, both from an air emission standpoint, but also from a land use standpoint, that are really concerned about the proliferation of corn-based ethanol. We're optimistic. We're continuing to make progress. And if it pushes into the next year, we will continue to work on the new Congress and the new administration to make progress and to significantly reform or repeal this RFS.
Frank, that'll be the last word for now. Thank you very much, sir, for your time today. We appreciate it.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Frank Macchiarola is the Downstream Group Director at the American Petroleum Institute. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.